Hi, this is Pastor John Koopman of Our Savior's Lutheran Church in Mankato. We are a congregation of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod that strives to embody the historic teachings and practices of the Christian Church as found in the sacred scriptures. If you enjoy or have questions about this brief message, please get in touch with us. Our building is located at 1103 North Broad Street in Mankato. We have divine service at 8 o'clock and 10:30 on Sunday mornings, with Bible class and Sunday school between at 9:15. Again, this is Pastor John Koopman of Our Savior's Lutheran Church, and thanks for listening. Our message today is based upon the hymn, O Lord, How Shall I Meet You? O Lord, how shall I meet you? How welcome you aright! Your people long to greet you, my hope, my heart's delight. O kindle, Lord most holy, your lamp within my breast, to do in spirit lowly all that may please you best. Yours Zion strews before you green boughs and fairest palms, and I too will adore you with joyous songs and psalms. My heart shall bloom forever for you with praises new, and from your name shall never withhold the honor due. I lay in fetters groaning, you came to set me free. I stood my shame bemoaning, you came to honor me. A glorious crown you give me, a treasure safe on high, that will not fail or leave me as earthly riches fly. Love caused your incarnation, love brought you down to me. Your thirst for my salvation procured my liberty. O love beyond all telling, that led you to embrace, in love all of excelling, our lost and fallen race. Sin's debt, that fearful burden, cannot his love erase. Your guilt the Lord will pardon and cover by his grace. He comes for you procuring, the peace of sin forgiven, his children thus securing eternal life in heaven. He comes to judge the nations, a terror to his foes, a light of consolations and blessed hope to those who love the Lord's appearing. O glorious sun, now come, send forth your beam so cheering, and guide us safely home.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Last week, Pastor Matheny gave us a great rundown on some of the important details of the author of our Advent hymn we're meditating on this year, Paul Gerhardt. Gerhardt wrote some of the greatest hymns ever penned, likely as a result of the many sorrows which framed his life. So, last week you heard that he was born in 1607. But by 1618, the Thirty Years' War began. This war would raise his home village, Gräfenhainchen, to the ground. Thankfully, Before the village was sacked, he had been sent to school at Grima, where he studied Latin classical poetry, awakening in him his poetic skills. It was in the midst of that tumult that he wrote the hymn, O Lord, how shall I meet you? Gerhard's further life was difficult as he was staunchly faithful to Scripture and the Lutheran confessions, resulting in him having to move around because of his refusal to disavow his confessional Lutheran heritage. Before the age of 60, his wife and 4 or 5 children had already died. Upon his death, a decade later, a portrait of his hung at the church with the following inscription: Paul Gerhard, a theologian sifted in Satan's sieve, and afterward found faithful. Those details are important for us as we reflect upon stanzas 3 and 4 today. Gerhard wrote, I lay in fetters groaning, I stood my shame bemoaning. Love caused your incarnation, love brought you down to me. The Lord Jesus Christ descended into the gloom and misery of sin here on earth in order to rescue us from the evils here below. It's a shame, then, that LSB cut out 4 of the stanzas which further explore our sorrows here on earth that our Lord descended into. LSB has just 6 of the original 10 stanzas, and I sang you those, but I'd like to read you all 10 stanzas now, just to give you the fuller picture of this hymn. O Lord, how shall I meet thee? How welcome thee aright? Thy people long to greet thee, my hope, my heart's delight. O kindle, Lord most holy, thy lamp within my breast, to do in spirit lowly all that may please thee best. Thy Zion strews before thee green boughs and fairest palms, and I too will adore thee with joyous songs and psalms. My heart shall bloom forever for thee with praises new, and from thy name shall never withhold the honor due. What hast thou e'er neglected for my good here below? When heart and soul dejected were sunk in deepest woe, when lost from that high station where peace and pleasure reign, thou camest my salvation and madest me glad again. I lay in fetters groaning, thou camest to set me free. I stood my shame bemoaning, thou comest to honor me. A glory thou dost give me, a treasure safe on high, that will not fail or leave me as earthly riches fly. Love caused thy incarnation, love brought thee down to me. Thy thirst for my salvation procured my liberty. O love beyond all telling, that led thee to embrace, in love all love excelling, our lost and fallen race. Rejoice then, ye sad-hearted, who sit in deepest gloom, who mourn o'er joys departed, and tremble at your doom. Despair not, he is near you, yea, standing at the door, who best can help and cheer you, and bids you weep no more. Ye need not toil, nor languish, nor ponder day and night, how in the midst of anguish ye draw him by your might. He comes all willing, moved by his love alone, your woes and troubles stilling, for all to him are known. Sin's debt, that fearful burden, let not your souls distress. Your guilt the Lord will pardon and cover by his grace. He comes for men procuring the peace of sin forgiven, for all God's sons securing their heritage in heaven. What though the foes by raging heed not their craft and spite, your Lord, the battle waging, will scatter all their might. He comes a king most glorious, and all his earthly foes in vain his course victorious endeavor to oppose. He comes to judge the nations, a terror to his foes, a light of consolations, and blessed hope to those who love the Lord's appearing. O glorious sun, now come, send forth thy beams so cheering, and guide us safely home. In Gerhard's Germany during the 30 Years' War, the wages of sin were obvious for anyone and everyone to see. Now, death was a daily occurrence, and the cost of remaining faithful to your confession, the cost of being a confessional Lutheran, was evident by the wars being waged. Countless Lutherans were slaughtered because they counted faithfulness to the Word of God as more important than their own lives. Now, today we try to ignore the divisions and act as if we're all basically the same. Meanwhile, our ancestors laid down their lives to say these divisions have eternal consequences. War is terrible, but at least those folks were being honest. Today we're like that cartoon meme of the dog surrounded by his house on fire, but naively drinking coffee and saying, ah, this is fine. The reality is that things are not fine. The devil is waging war against us, and our souls are being weighed in the balance. Temptations surround us. I'm in bonds and chains. I'm standing in shame because I'm obviously a sinner, and hell is at the gates. I deserve hell. My life could come to an abrupt end at any moment. The pagan hordes are stampeding my way, and I can't seem to find a way to survive the onslaught. How do we keep our offspring faithful, let alone my own wandering soul? On top of it all, I'm surrounded by death. Whether it's my loved ones dying or me, death is everywhere I look. I'm in the wilderness, outside the promised land. I'm in a valley of dry bones. Yet, love caused your incarnation. Love brought you down to me. I'd also like you to think about our bulletin artwork today, to see that reality illustrated. So today's picture is an illustration by Albrecht Dürer. He's a masterful artist. In this woodcut, you see a building in shambles. The roof has holes in it. Weeds are growing in the roof where it's not yet fallen through. The bricks are even falling out. But upon the cornerstone that is laying on the ground lays a newborn babe, the Holy Christ child who came down from heaven. In this dilapidated shack, shepherds, angels, and the Blessed Virgin Mary kneel down in worship before the incarnate Word of God. Why would he leave his heavenly kingdom and sink to the depths of woe for our good? Why would he, who is perfect and without blemish, dwell on this filthy earth with us? How can he who is sinless abide among us sinners? In love, of course. John wrote, "In this the love of God was made manifest among us, that God sent his only Son into the world so that we might live through him. In this is love, not that we have loved God, but that he loved us and sent his Son to be the propitiation for our sins. In love for us sinners, God became man to take away our sins." So the prophet Zephaniah proclaims, "Sing aloud, O daughter of Zion! Shout, O Israel! Rejoice and exult with all your heart, O daughter of Jerusalem! The Lord has taken away the judgments against you. He has cleared away your enemies. The King of Israel, the Lord, is in your midst. You shall never again fear evil. You who sit in sorrows, rejoice! The Lord has descended into our humble estate and dwells among us for our good." I love this stanza that Ellis B. left out. "Rejoice then, ye sad-hearted, who sit in deepest gloom, who mourn o'er joys departed and tremble at your doom. Despair not, he is near you, yea, standing at the door, who best can help and cheer you and bids you weep no more. The temptations that surround you, the shame that clings to you, the demons' fiery darts, the hell outside the gates, the pagan hordes staring at our souls, the death that envelops all the enemies are conquered by the King who has come to the rescue of our lost and fallen race. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen."
I hope you enjoyed this devotion of Our Savior's Lutheran Church. To learn more about our congregation, visit our website at oslcmankato.org or give us a call at 507-385-2180. God bless you.